you know, the old peppers and that. Yes, guys, yep. Welcome back to the FPL Juice Show, your place to come for the latest squeeze of all the juicy bits from your favourite game, and how's the Fantasy Premier League. Joining me tonight, well, he's not actually here yet, but Nick is en route, guys. He is running a little bit late. He's on the M1.
Poor form.
By Bricketwood. Really poor form. Really poor form. He said he'd be here half past six. He's not here half past six. Typical Nick. Let me do all the work again. But he'll be joining us in about 20 minutes or so. But in the meantime, I'm joined by the wonderful, the amazing, the super.
The man who's here on time.
Jim Daly. Jim Daly's in the house!
No. Wrong one.
How's it going, Jim?
Good, mate. Yeah, good to be here.
You well?
Yes, I'm good.
Yeah? He was telling me about this little picture here.
So I've brought
been guilted.
You know how
into
like
being here.
On well, you know how like on 8 out of 10 cats they always bring like mascots.
So yeah.
I've brought mine, which is my trusty hairbrush, because you can never be too sure.
Well.
When yeah, you would
I would know.
You'd have borrow it.
I will actually. Oh, these were the days.
Honestly.
I remember.
Do you know what? You look better already. It's does a good trick.
That's
got my old hair stuff. But also, I do have a photo from... I'm going to cover her name up. But I got a photo from
the
my
little
daughter,
one.
Basically. On the way out, my daughter said... She's in a real, like... She's nearly six. She's five. In a bit of a sort of clingy phase, which is nice. Mm. But she sort of said, like, don't go. Don't go. And then she drew this picture really quickly to guilt me into coming. Obviously, I've still come because I fulfill my commitments and I'm a terrible dad. But I thought, you know what? I'll just keep this with me here tonight. So this is my little mascot. So during the show, I can look down and just think, wow, I'm a terrible
dad. Such a bad dad, Constant reminder of it.
You know what, actually? I think maybe the fact that she's drawn the photo maybe means I'm a good dad.
That's true.
If I was a bad dad, maybe she wouldn't have drawn the photo. In fact, she maybe would have drawn the photo with me with like knives in my face or something. So actually, the fact that I would say I look quite good, maybe I'm a good dad.
Nah, you are, mate. Don't worry.
Well, it's hard.
Is she watching? Is she going to watch?
I doubt it.
A little bit? Is she going to stick it on for like 5 minutes and say, oh, daddy's on TV?
If she is watching, then her mum is failing her job.
You're kind of hoping she does.
What time is it? It is bedtime, so they should be in bed, really. Or going to bed, but yeah.
Well, thank you for putting your daughter second to us.
Obviously, yeah. As you know, family comes
first. I appreciate
it. Unless it's FPL.
Of course. FPL first.
Yeah.
FPL is number one. We all know that. That's why we're here.
It's FPL, family, I don't know, food.
Yeah.
Palace.
Food.
Myself. Self-help. Looking after myself. Yeah. I don't know what's bottom.
Mm. Just on Palace, your team.
Mm-hmm.
Big Palace fan. Mm-hmm. I've seen you on a couple of videos, actually. Like Palace. Yeah. Palace TV. Having a little couple of interviews outside the stadiums and stuff. Yeah. Is that, which channel was that?
I don't know,
but I liked it. I left a comment. I was like, Super Jim Daly.
I get asked a lot.
The Gehi thing.
Yeah.
Did you? I don't know if it's true, but did he post a story saying nice guys finish last or something like that after he didn't get his move to Liverpool?
So, literally before I was coming down here today,
as you
can imagine, I'm in a lot of WhatsApp groups. They're all Palace themed. I mean, literally about 10. And there was rumours that he... I think there's a Palace reporter from The Guardian who said that he's going to release a statement.
Mm.
Now, as of... What do we now have? I haven't checked because I've been driving because I'm a responsible driver.
Sure.
Yeah. and I don't think he has released one and I don't think he's going to, but that doesn't mean that he hasn't put... I haven't seen that on social media.
Okay.
It doesn't mean... To be honest, I wouldn't say it's like his vibe.
He doesn't come across like that.
He doesn't come across
He comes across as a consummate professional, doesn't he?
Yeah. I mean, like, Wilf used to post stories. And that's fair enough. Wilf is Wilf. Like, we still love him for it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mark is he's different.
Yeah.
Like, he just... I mean, hey, people are out... Footballers are people, and they're allowed to be annoyed about stuff. But it just doesn't feel like Mark.
It doesn't compute that Isak and Wissa were going about things the way they did.
Yeah.
Getting their move.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't. Stay
true. To be honest,
this
transfer window has made me feel a bit smug as a Palace fan.
Mm.
It's like, you look at those guys doing that, and then we've had Ebbs and Mark, and Ebbs has gone to Arsenal, Mark stayed, but they've both like conducted themselves pretty classily.
Yeah.
And so part of me is a bit like, we're just a better club than everyone else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But obviously, it's not. it's just luck as to who they are.
Mm.
And I think actually Palace do have a bit of a sort of a no dickhead policy when it comes to bringing players in.
So why was Zaha there for so long?
Because when he joined, we had no policies. The policy was... He facilitated the policy. He was the policy.
Yeah. They call it, that's what they call it, the Zaha policy,
which is basically you can play it about who you are. Well, because when he first started playing, he was our best player at 18.
Yeah.
And he saved us for years and years. Oh, and then obviously gravy, we then, now established, we can actually do some proper plans.
Yeah.
I will hear Will slander because I'll be most of the one doing it, but it's all from a place of love.
Yeah.
Because that guy's a Palace legend in my life.
He's great. He's in the MLS now, isn't he?
Charlotte FC?
Is it Charlotte?
Yeah, I didn't realise they'd sort of name their teams after people. But
I saw him in an interview. He was like saying to the reporter, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to just be a robot on the pitch and not moan at players? Like, what do you want from me?
I respect it.
Let's say hello to the chat who joined us for tonight. How's it going, guys? Former temporary podcast is here. Evening always says. Nice to see you, Roberto. Yas is here. Hello, everyone. Colm says, hit that like. Thank you, Colm. Doing the hard work for us. FPL Volo's here, Alex. How's it going? Welcome back.
Volo, legend.
FPL Nightmare. Yes, bro. I have been watching lots of your content recently. Keep up the great work, my guy. The juice is loose, he says. Jim's in the house, get in. Hit that like early, says Discomfort. How's it going, mate? Wade, evening all. We loving it.
That comment that's just come up from FPL Discomfort.
Gehi statement released. Waka waka, hey, hey, 12th again. Who gives a fuck? We won the FA Cup. Marinakis is a C-nut. Yeah, nice. You know what a C-nut is.
We'll tell you later, James.
Wagwan Rude Boy, yes, Yasser. Wade Wilson, Ash is the top content creator in the world, I believe.
Wow.
Is that true?
Listen, I tried to tell you before the show, you don't want to listen to me.
Shouldn't your kids be in bed by this point?
Yeah, well.
They shouldn't be posting live on the feed.
Do you know what is fucking amazing?
What?
YouTube no longer punish you for swearing.
Do they not?
Really?
You can't drop Z-bombs.
Oh, that's okay. What C-nut is.
Thanks.
Well done.
Okay.
Anyway.
That's good to know.
I am the top content creator in the world, apparently.
Okay.
So, if you want FPL advice...
I do. Do you know what I do? I've actually come on today.
Oh, don't worry, man.
You've been told about... I got you. I need a bit of...
Don't worry, I got you.
Yeah.
Mike Halpin's here, evening all. Who else? FPL Fella, he'll be even worse. Dad now, Palace are on a European tour.
True. I literally went to the middle of nowhere in Norway last week.
Frederikstad. Stad.
Yeah, I was calling it Fredericksville for ages. That's not what it was called.
What was that experience like?
Amazing.
Yeah?
I mean, Fella will know, like, you know, doing a European tour. It's even mad just to say it.
Mm.
But it was crazy. I mean, the game was terrible. Was it
0-0 there?
0-0 there, 1-0 our place. Oh. Literally scraped through against Norway's eighth best team. But
shows
very
the quality of Palace at the moment.
But
Tottenham are European champions, aren't they?
When you're through, you're through. Mm. Like, you know, it doesn't really matter. But like, the whole day was class.
Yeah.
It was so good. Like, I went with sort of a few mates from here. I got in contact, weirdly, or he got in contact with me, an expat, a Palace Croydon expat who lives in Norway, called Oz. I don't know if he's in TFPL. If he is, I hope he's
listening. Shout out, Oz.
Top bloke, and his mate Guy, who's an Arsenal fan. And they both moved over there. So Oz 10 years ago, Guy 5 years ago, because they met a girl. And apparently, incredibly common for Brits to be over there having, and they've got a name for them, which is sexual refugees. And so it turns out there's a ton of Brits over there who have basically sort of punched up big time.
Yeah.
But he was such a nice guy, and obviously it helped having locals who like spoke the language.
Yeah.
So we hung out with them all day, and we went to Fredrikstad. It's like an hour south of Oslo. Had an Airbnb in Oslo, which we thought maybe we were getting catfish because I got it through the app, and like the photo of the girl, it actually was...
Wait, what?
Mesmerizing how good looking she was. And then, when we landed, she didn't reply to the messages. Mm. I was like, we're here. And my mate, I was with Andy, was like, are you sure she's real? And I was like, yeah, no problem. I checked the reviews. She had one review.
Ooh,
like,
yeah, not a good sign.
Oh, that's not a good sign at all. And for about half an hour, maybe longer, an hour, while we're having our lunch, she didn't reply. And I was like, oh, shit, we might be stuck in Oslo with nowhere to stay.
Yeah.
And then she replied and just sent all the information through, and it all worked. And the information said, you can pick up the key from a joke shop around the corner from your restaurant. And I was like, this is not, we're going to get locked out. It was all fine.
Yeah?
I left her a 5-star review. It was great.
Oh, excellent.
I couldn't recommend it enough. So yeah. I've now got an Airbnb in Strasbourg that houses 6 people. So I'm splitting that with 5 mates. That's kind of 50 quid each. I've got one in Lublin in Poland for 35 quid.
Yeah.
So I think I may...
Oh, you're going all out for this, isn't you?
I may possibly end up in the Polish Mafia, I think, after getting that. But yeah, so we had to arrive back Friday midday from Oslo.
Yeah.
And then they released the times and the dates of the group games 7 p.m. that night. So I was literally in the middle of doing bedtime with the kids. I said to my wife, right, you've got to do this. I've got to go downstairs and book flights to Poland. And so I'm literally downstairs and you're like opening the laptop and just like trying to, we have 3 games at once, trying to get everything. And I'm in various groups and people are going, fly to Stuttgart and get the train. Then I get the Eurostar from Paddington. I was like, Jesus, trying to do all this stuff. For Kiev, who are playing in Lublin, because I can't play in Ukraine, I'm getting, some people getting direct flight to Lublin, but it was like arriving like an hour and a half before kickoff.
Mm.
So I'm flying to Warsaw and getting the train down. But as I was doing the Warsaw flights, which was through, can I say the brand name? Anyway, the brand name of like one of those dodgy, like, travel agency website things that don't really exist. No, it's fine. No, they cancelled my flight, so I'd rather not. But as I was literally doing
we should call these people out.
I couldn't fill in the form fast enough.
Mm.
I literally, it was like names. I put Jim Daly in. It went, oh, sorry, mate, this flight's gone up by 25 quid. I'm like, okay, yeah, no problem. Email address, mate, it's gone up by another 35 quid. It was literally like going up in front of my eyes. And in the end, so I paid like 3 times what it was worth, got it, got an email from them saying, so we're going to process your flight and we'll let you know. Didn't come through for an hour. An hour later, they were like, we'll let you know in about 24 hours. And I was like, are you joking? Because if it doesn't come through, by the time I get the other flights, it'll be insane. So I actually cancelled it and then went via the... This is such boring chat. I'm so sorry. I went via the carrier. So it's like travel tip to Jim Daly. Wish you were here. Went straight to Wizz Air and just did it through them. But it was just... I've managed to do all my flights.
Sounds like Palace getting into Europe is very
stressful. It's really stressful, But I've managed to do for all 3 group games. Because the thing is, this might be it. And that was the same with going to Oslo. We could have fucked it because that's what Palace do.
Well, if you lose gear here, it probably isn't.
Yeah, well, we won't now till January, thank God. But the thing is, you as a Palace fan, you kind of think like, if this is our only ever European game or if this is our only ever European group stage. So I've done everything, flights, travel and accommodation for 3 games in Strasbourg, Dublin and Lublin for 750 quid.
Ah, that's not bad.
It's not bad,
that's
actually.
That's not bad at all.
Plus airport parking, which is like another 100.
How much
is
the ticket? 100.
I don't know.
Doesn't matter. It literally doesn't matter.
I think I'm lucky that the one in Dublin, Shelbourne Away, which would be the hardest to get tickets because their ground only houses 4,000 people.
Yeah.
Just keep talking.
But my brother lives in Dublin.
Okay.
So I can stay at his, which really helps.
Accommodation sorted.
Huh? It keeps Dublin. Get out.
James coming in with the lyrics, boy. He's got jokes for days.
But I'm quite pleased with that. I thought it'd be more than that.
So. Yeah, no, that's good. Sounds like a lot of research has gone into that. You must be proud of yourself.
Well, it wasn't really research. It was more like panicking. Like open the laptop and just panic and just like see what happens. But if anyone's got any tips, if anyone's done travel, you know, European travels and stuff and got tips, let me know. Because in theory, we should get through the group stage really.
Who's in your group? Strasbourg?
So we've got Strasbourg, Shelbourne, Kiev, Dynamo Kiev,
Kups
from Finland.
Right.
Lassana, okay. Don't know where they're from, and someone else I don't know. I didn't bother with the home games.
Well, I'll go Palace at home, you play such good football. You got that 3-4-3 thing down to a T.
Yeah.
Really well organised.
Yeah.
Still got a goal scorer in Mateta.
Amazingly.
I know you've made a couple of signings that I don't know too much about, but I think you'll be really difficult to beat at home. And then it's whether or not you can go and get these points away.
Our problem is, and we had this against Fredrikstad, if these smaller European teams, and let's be honest, I can't believe I'm going to say this. I'm going to sound like such a dickhead, but like all these teams are smaller compared to Palace. And like...
No, you know, it's factual. That's factual.
That's not my words.
No, it's factual.
Those are the words of the Fredrikstad fan that I met on the train who went, Crystal Palace are massive. Yeah. Are massive.
Was he from Ghana? Yeah. The fuck was that?
That was actually a very precise Norwegian accent. Yeah, you wouldn't know, okay? But that was actually like, that was actually the southern Oslo accent.
Yeah.
But the problem is Fredrikstad came in both games, literally put 11 behind the ball.
Yeah.
And we really struggled. And I think that'll be most games.
Yeah.
But in terms of attacking options, so we lost Ebbs, obviously, to Arsenal, who's, you know, that is emotional.
Yeah. Can't be mad about it, though.
I wish him the best.
Yeah.
Like, it's the right move for him.
Mm.
We've signed...
Got good money for him as well.
If anyone in the chat knows about this, guys, we've signed Jeremy Pino.
Yeah, from Villarreal. Yeah.
I went to the Villa game on Sunday night.
Yeah.
Amazing. And the Palace fans were singing, Pino, Pino, Pino. And I was like, sounds like Pino. We've
got to change that.
That's not ideal.
You need to change that song up.
At some point, he's going to be like, are they calling me a Pino?
Yeah.
So we did a new chant for Pino.
Yeah.
And we've signed Uche.
Uche.
Christiantus Uche or something from Getafe. Wing, apparently, tricky wing.
Yeah.
So two tricky wingers.
Okay.
That's it, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. A defender, Canvo, JD Canvo.
Yeah.
And that's it. Who else did we sign? That's it. Oh, Sosa at the left back.
Oh, yeah.
From.
Is he Croatian or Serbian?
Yeah, he's our first ever Croatian player.
Croatian.
From Ajax. Ajax. And then Walter Benitez, goalkeeper. Yeah. He sounds more like a sort of Mexican crooner from the 60s.
But well, lots of. Like players that we don't know too much about that we're going to find out about very, very soon.
So Pino came on. Pino came on for...
Pino Grigio.
Pino. So next season, when we release a Black Away kit, they're doing a Pino Noir.
Oh, it's got to be done.
Of course they are, aren't
they? Yeah,
He came on for the last 15 minutes at Villa. Looked really tidy.
Yeah.
Really tidy.
Expect to see a little bit more of him.
Well, he'll...
What win
Sar's
as well.
Injured. Sar's injured, so he'll play.
Thank you very much.
Tax, yours obviously no tax. Yours 40%.
Well, it's better than my agent. Sars out, Wharton's out, so Kamada will go deeper now. So I think next game, which is Sunderland at home, I think Pino and Uche will both play.
Yeah,
but we got no one
All
else.
All right, well, it's exciting to see what they can bring to the team. Let's look at some FPL teams. I mean, that's what we're really here to do. And you know, you can get advice from the number one content creator in the world.
So your kids say in the chat.
All right.
Teams?
Jim, your storytelling is fascinating. I need to get you on CBeebies Bedtime Stories. Yes.
I can't see teams here.
I'd happily do bedtime stories if anyone from the BBC is watching. I'd happily do bedtime
they're
stories.
Not.
That'd be great. No, they're probably not. Should we do it? Let's do that. Let's do your team first, because when Nick messaged me and said, can I have your team? My response was, I'd rather you didn't. I'm having...
I think we all had a bad week this week, though.
I'm having a bad start in general, bad 3 weeks.
I think everyone's had a bad week. I was on free hit this week. I've gone... There's only one reason why I'm the top content creator in the world.
Because you've used your chips.
I've spunked all my chips early. Early doors.
All of them?
Everywhere. Chips everywhere.
Which ones? Chips everywhere.
I did bench boost in game week one.
Okay, did it pay off?
Yeah.
I actually should have done it in game one.
Yes,
I had,
mate.
Like 25 points on my bench, so should have done that.
I'm absolutely fly. I got off to a great start in game one. I got 73 points.
Wow.
And then I did triple captain in game week two.
You actually did use all your chips.
Yeah, I did triple captain in game week two on Jokeres, who got 12 points, so tripled up, 36 points.
Target leads.
The rest of the team did crap, but whatever. I got 73 points in game week two.
But that's what triple captain's for, you know.
So 73 and one, 73 and two, and then I did a free hit this week, and it all went horribly wrong.
So who have you
44
got? So you captained Cunha, that's what I did.
Yeah, I'm annoyed at myself because my captain was on Haaland, and I decided the very last minute, no, I really fancy Manu to just absolutely smash Burnley to pieces.
I did too.
Cunha's looked great in the first couple of games. He's down as a mid. Basically playing up front, he's gonna smash it. Gets injured after whatever it was 20 minutes. Typical.
Same reasons.
Yeah,
I did it.
Right. What can you do? There was a lot of problems here. I went with Reece James, who I was so certain would start this game after being benched against West Ham away.
I'll be honest.
And coming on.
Can I just give you my?
He's
advice?
The best right
can
back
I give
in
you
league.
My advice on?
And he's the club captain.
Can I give you my advice on Reece James?
Go on.
Never play Reece James.
Well, I know that now.
He's the biggest of traps.
He'd done all right in game week one.
No, he's the biggest of
he'd
traps.
He'd done okay for me in game week one.
If I ever have Reece James in my team, something's gone wrong. In fact, I would happily play 10 players over having Reece James in my team.
He got me 5 points in game week one.
And that's not me saying he's a bad player. He's an excellent player.
He's a
but as an
player.
FPL asset, he is the biggest trap of all time.
Oh, no. Well, my plan for game week four is wild card.
Right. Oh, so have you activated?
Not yet.
Yeah,
I will.
I've literally got it pending.
Yeah.
And I haven't actually done it yet.
I'm considering. Yeah.
I need your guys' help, actually, because I'm considering wildcarding as well.
And the way I was looking at it was, my FPL season starts from game week four now.
Right. I like that.
And I've got myself into a good position using the chips. Now it's about leading from the front. It's like a 10K race.
I got myself into a bad position.
You did, yeah. Now you're playing catch-up.
Using no chip, and I'm playing catch-up.
Now you're playing catch-up. Now your chips have to work.
But I will say it is a long season.
It is.
And actually, if you're still... People will ask me sometimes, because I do talk about FPL a lot, especially to like non-FPL people or like casual people.
Yeah.
They're like, how do you do so well?
Mm.
And I always tell them, I just keep going. The secret is, just keep doing it.
Mm.
Past about, what, November?
Mm.
Certainly past January. Was it 11 million people?
Yeah.
I'd say about half of those give up.
I'd say more.
So just keep going.
Yeah. Zombie teams.
Yeah.
So yeah, James not good. Sells and Aina. Well, to be fair, I had Aina on the bench and I had Dorgu starting, but he didn't even play, which is a surprise.
Dorgu was on my potential sort of like drafts for wild cards.
Was he?
Now he's out because my biggest bugbear about FPL is players not playing. So I would happily pick... like an Elliot Anderson,
yeah,
because I know he's going to play over probably like a Jack Grealish, even though Grealish is a much sexier pick and much more enjoyable.
Mm.
But when those team sheets roll out and Grealish is benched, I just want to like punch the TV, and I'd actually rather take a three or four pointer from Elliot Anderson, than a 1 point.
Yeah, I agree with you. I was prepared to have, like, I was prepared to risk it on Reece James because. Because he's been so good.
No.
Because he won the Club World Cup.
I don't
because he's the best. He's the best right back in the league.
He's not.
He's
the best
is.
Right back plays for
you could
Crystal,
say,
Crystal Palace.
Yeah, of course.
He is. And he's the best FPL.
Munoz is probably
right
the
back.
Second or third best right back. Yeah, take it away.
Right.
Crystal
sorry,
Palace,
sorry.
Yeah. Second or third. Let's be honest.
Behind Reece James.
Yeah, Reece James. Right. Yeah,
and there's someone else
and
apparently.
And then Timber probably. Yeah, he's probably behind it. He's more of a wing back, isn't
he? He's not even a right back.
He's a right and a left back.
He's like a centre back who plays right back.
He's not a centre back. He's a full back, isn't he?
I do like Timber. He's good. But Munoz is the best. He's the best right back. He's probably the best.
Best right wing back, I'd say.
Reece
James is the best right back. Just give it to
him. But no one plays. I mean, actually, Arsenal's fullbacks don't actually overlap. So actually, yeah, he probably is. But like, yeah, Munoz is. Anyway.
So yeah, Dorgu, though, I didn't have a. There was nothing to tell me that he wouldn't play.
You've been unlucky there.
I think so.
You've been really unlucky.
That's really bad.
Because actually, if I was free hitting last week, I'd have gone Dorgu.
Yeah.
And so, actually, he looks ideal. Like the Amarin 3-4-3, the overlapping right. Yeah.
But I was prepared. I was prepared for the Reece James thing because I had Aina as first defender coming on. 1 point.
Yeah.
Lovely.
To be fair, I've got, who have I got? I've got Murillo.
Murillo, yeah.
So and none of us saw that game.
No one saw 3-0 at home.
No.
By West Ham.
No.
After the start they've had as well. Shocking. Yeah.
So actually, I would say unlucky with Sells, unlucky with Aina, unlucky
James
with Dorgu.
James is a bad pick.
James is a bad.
James
pick.
Is bad. Bad management from
Pedro.
Him. Pedro Porro,
is a
4 points.
Solid pick.
Yeah.
Was that a Defcon point?
Defcon. Yeah. I think you got over 12 defensive contribution points.
Pedro's a solid pick. Pedro Porro.
I didn't expect them to get battered at home though. By Bournemouth. Bournemouth gave them a lesson in football. They did.
Yeah, but
let's
you know
be honest
what?
Here.
Bournemouth are a number of those teams are actually deep down. We knew that was going to happen.
I genuinely.
No, I think we did.
Mate, look at my team.
No,
I've got Pedro Porro and Brendan Johnson.
No?
No Bournemouth.
I agree. But I think we all deep down we know that. Come on. Even though it's new Spurs isn't losing home to Bournemouth.
They just beat Man City away. 2-0.
We knew.
I didn't know.
We knew.
Mate.
Come on. We've all watched now enough FPL. We've seen enough of Bournemouth. We know that even, it's classic. Like, they've lost three of their back four. They lost their keeper. They're going to get relegated, etc. No, they're not. They got a great manager, good recruitment. They're going to be fine. Spurs losing to Bournemouth was one of the most obvious things that's ever going to happen. And I say that as someone that played Porro and... Did I bench Semenyo? I mean, he didn't score, but...
But he looked dangerous, though.
It's one of those ones at hindsight. He did. And should have scored that header, shouldn't he?
Yeah.
Come on. He's
looking good.
We knew that was going to happen. I think as FPL people, sometimes, we get a bit carried away. And when he's just... Before you hit that button on a Saturday morning, when the kids are saying, Daddy, Daddy, play with me. And you think, I've got more important things to do.
Piss off,
I'm trying to see if Dorgu's starting for Man United. Are there leaks? You got to take a little breath.
Yeah.
Take a breath. Step away. Try and think like a non-FPL person and think, are Spurs going to lose at home to Bournemouth?
I know! I genuinely thought this was going to be a 2-0 Spurs. I feel
don't
like they turned the corner.
In.
Thomas
don't
Frank
get
is the guy.
In by the green.
Huh?
Or the grey. Don't get sucked in by it because you know deep down.
Ah, to chat.
Spurs
chat,
are going
to
lose.
See, did you see this coming? Did you see Bournemouth beating Spurs, really? After the start Spurs have had?
This is not me being like, oh, aren't I better? Like, I know, because I fell for the same trap.
Mm.
But I think deep down, we know sometimes what's going to happen. We know. Mm. We just know these things.
I knew that Arsenal
were going to lose to Liverpool.
I didn't
like,
know.
We just know these. We know these things. Mm. You do. It's deep down. It's buried within me. It's
buried within
I need to just look.
Yeah. I need to look harder.
Yeah.
I need to search
more. Like all that trauma.
Yeah.
All that anger.
Yeah, I mean, that's. I need to search hard for that. It's there. That's on tap. I can pull that out when needed.
Yeah, and that's also FPL related.
Yes. Neto, I thought it was going to be a really good pick.
I think Neto's a good pick, actually.
Good minutes, especially in Palmer's absence. Palmer was going to be out. He looked good in the, I think he scored against West Ham.
Yeah.
I think direct player, quick. And I think Maresca loves him.
Yeah.
I think he played 90 in both their opening games.
He was a good pick.
Just three from him.
That's just one of those things.
It's one of those. And Bermo.
Good pick.
He was a late change as well. Originally I had Bruno and Reinders as first on bench. And I swapped out Bruno and Reinders for Bermo and Barnes last minute. I don't think it makes much difference because Bruno got 10 points as well.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to captain Bruno. I was going to captain Cunha either way.
Right.
So it didn't actually make a difference.
See, Cunha was a very late pick for me. I was going to go one of Cunha or Mbeumo.
Yeah.
And I went Cunha.
Yeah,
but I do think that's a bit of a 50-50 pick.
Yeah. Do you know what? I got swayed and I'm so annoyed at myself. I need to stop watching content. I was watching that. I was actually watching, you know Mo, Trophy FPL.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was on TikTok and he was talking about Bruno and how he's like, oh, hello, Nick. Hey. All right, hello. Mate. Fancy seeing you here.
It's been a while.
Thought you'd join us. How are you?
Good to see you.
Good to see you too,
mate. Nice to see you, mate.
Bonjour.
Oh, buongiorno. He was talking about Bruno playing in the six and not being advanced enough and all this stuff. And I was like, oh, yeah, he's right. He's probably right. Yeah. I should probably go in Bermo because he's far more attacking.
Yeah.
And that does make sense.
It does.
But then I didn't factor in the fact that Bruno is on penalties.
Right. And also
he gets defensive contribution points.
Can I go back to my previous point, which is we know.
What?
That Bruno's going to get points.
Oh, yeah. It's annoying.
You just know.
But then he didn't get... Yeah.
Okay.
You know that game that we play sometimes.
And you know that Bruno will luck a last-minute penalty.
Mm.
It's Bruno.
Well, he missed the last one.
Right.
Also, it's Man United.
Yeah.
Mm. At home.
You just knew it's going to... another one where it's like, you'd know. Deep down, look inside your heart, you know it's going to happen. As an FPL, nerd, let's be honest, as we all are.
Yeah.
You've done it enough times, you know it's going to happen.
Does Nick still get an intro? No, he doesn't deserve one.
Don't deserve one.
Lateness.
In fairness, I drove 3 hours
to be here.
Get back here.
Yeah, you probably should have just come home.
From the city ground, I've driven straight here.
Yeah.
Wow.
I did walk past it, actually.
Did you?
Yeah. And the club shop. So
what beautiful stadium.
I've made my way back.
Mm. Anyway, we were just talking about how bad my free hit was.
Strong team name.
Only because of, well, you'll see.
Okay.
Up top.
Thankfully to Panis.
Up top, we talked about Haaland. João Pedro had an incredible start for the season.
Yeah.
More points from him. He's looking like an essential pick early on, I think. And Chris Wood, who I really fancied to do well. Yeah.
Unlucky.
Just didn't do well.
Wood and yourselves, I think there'd be loads of people that will have been on those. It made sense to target West Ham. They looked terrible.
It did make sense.
Forest and Villa is a weird... What's happened to those two teams?
I don't know. Well, Forest had a good opening start to the season, didn't they? Won the first game.
Yeah, but they've conceded every game. They've gone from pre-season not conceding one goal.
So
I know because I started with double defence.
Well, I started with Morello. And in fact, in pre-season, I think I had triple potentially. Mm. If I wildcard, I'm actually going to get rid of all Forest defence this week, I think.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's look at your team, Nick. Have we got your team?
I think so.
Is this your... We've got Ash and Ash.
Brilliant.
They're both my team.
You just want us to see your team over and over.
You'd have to speak to James.
Jimmy, where's my team?
Let's look at your team.
Is that me?
Jim.
First of all, how are we rating the team name?
Fly me to the Moonoz.
I like that. Did you come up with that yourself?
You like that?
Yeah, it's very good.
I never, ever steal team names. I always make my own, even if they're terrible.
Same.
Yeah.
I love it. It's one of the best things.
It's the best thing.
This boring guy
has
the same team name every season.
But I've just seen it on his phone. It's decent.
It suits my name. I'm Nick Turner.
Yeah, but it's decent.
Use your creativeness.
Well, I haven't seen it. You know, you get those lists on websites, like the 100 best team names. And it's like ones you've heard 100 times before from like players that don't play in Premier League anymore. I've never seen that before.
Oh, mine's the Wurzlocker.
Yeah, I like that.
Great movie.
Where did you get that from?
I made that up.
No, you didn't.
Don't start.
Mr. ChatGPT.
Are you mental?
You've never made up anything you like. Apart from your top 10K, you've never made up anything.
I've never used ChatGPT in my life. I use Microsoft Copilot.
That's not... I don't know what that is. Is that the FPL version?
That's the official FPL one. He's been signed up.
Can I tell you some of my other team names? Like last season... Who was I last season? I can't remember. I always try and make them Palace related as well, if I can.
Yeah. I respect it.
Last season I was Oddson Ends, as in Oddson Edward.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't TRA that one.
Nah,
year before it was Hakuna Matata, which
that's lots best. Lots that, yeah,
the one before that, I think, was my best, was Gaze Anatomy.
Ooh, yeah. I've got time for that.
Plays for that. That's very good. If I'm into the Munoz, I'll take it.
It's good.
All right.
But why have you not got him in your team?
Jim, 30 points.
That's a fair question. Why have I not got him in my
team? Can't have
a team. Is that for my team?
That's James with the
buttons. James doing that. Not me.
It's good to be back, guys. I got my buttons back.
My team, because I went for... I basically went for cheap defence. One premium defender, and I went for Porro. Should have gone Munoz, really.
Murillo is more than Porro.
You're right. I've got two.
Oh, yeah. No, he's the same. 5-5.
No, 5-5.
Yeah.
I don't know, guys. I've made so many errors with this team. I've gone big on Villa because of the fixtures, and they've obviously let me down. Yeah. Wood actually was brought in this week. I benched Semenyo. Was it first week or first week I benched him? So I missed out on that. Sanchez has been fine for me, actually. Been fairly solid. Two clean sheets, I think. Konsa. Having gone to Villa Park on Sunday to watch Palace win 3-0, which is obviously great, and obviously having benched Richards, I will say I did bench Richards on purpose, same as the first day of the season, because... I need to stop picking Palace players, basically.
It's emotional insurance.
It's emotional insurance. I did it so that he'd guarantee us a clean sheet, which worked. But I got to stop doing that because the rest of my team has let me down big time. But having watched Konsa, I hadn't appreciated what a terrible footballer he is. Because he was quite a good FPL asset last week.
I had him last year.
He was awful. If you watch the Gehi goal, it's a lovely goal, like great goal. But it all comes from Konsa.
Passing it straight to him.
Why is he not putting his through for that? Honestly, Konsa was terrible all game. So he's gone. If I wildcard. Rodgers was terrible. Again, in the flesh. Watkins wasn't too bad, but just had no service. Reinders, I don't know if possibly we've all got a bit too excited about him.
I dropped him.
Yeah.
I had him for the first 2 weeks.
I had him for the first 2 weeks as well.
And I was thinking, not that... I know he did so well. Everyone was hyping him in the first game.
Yeah, he was brilliant.
But yeah, this week I sold him because I just thought I've got a price rise out of him. Yeah. I feel like that might be as good as it gets for him.
And maybe one you and jump on later options. On. You jump on later on with the fixtures or if he looks like he's really settling. Cunha, as we were saying earlier, it's just bad luck. You get that sometimes. It's really bad luck. Mateta, I've had since the start of the season and I'm pretty happy with, actually. He's going to play every minute of every game.
And he's on pens.
He will pick up 15 goals a season, no problem. Mm-hmm. Chris Wood... I mean, I had a full Krug, so I mean, literally two of the shittest, best of a shit bunch. But I think, again, you would have picked Wood against home to West Ham. I don't think that's a terrible shout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Semenyo, I'm right. Steve will be on last of my bench all season. In theory, it's not a bad team, but I've caught the wrong end of every 50-50 and every wrong result so far this season. So,
as Fella says there, such a good team with the points, that's so unlucky.
That's the story of a lot of people's seasons so far, isn't it?
Well, the if you look at when you go to transfers page and you look at sort by total point, some of those players you're seeing at the top there, you would never have considered.
No.
There was nothing to make you pick those. Obviously, one or two you might have took.
There's a few. I had Illiman Ndai in my team for a bit, and I considered Grealish, but never seriously. Never seriously. Yeah. And there's a few others that I've thought about, but I had a Dinger in for a bit, and just it's all the make weight players that I had that I've done better than any of the premiums, but. Mm. It is what it is. I'm not panicking.
It's early doors, mate.
It's early doors.
Early doors.
And I am considering wildcarding. I don't know if you guys would with that team.
With
that squad?
I would. I'd be getting rid of all those Villas.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing. Yeah.
When you definitely. See what the extent of Cunha's injury is.
I think I would be getting rid of from that Murillo, Konsa, Rodgers. Probably Cunha, maybe Reinders off the back of that. So that's five already.
Wood's a concern,
and Watkins. I'd probably be keeping all of my bench, to be honest. Yeah. I'll be totally honest. I'm considering going no Salah, and I've never done that. He's always been a mainstay for me.
Everyone that I've been speaking to about Salah's been saying he's well off it at the moment. He's been stinking out.
And also, look, I mean, I thought last season, with the whole contract thing, I thought last season might have been his last year, and I thought he'll go out, he'll win the title, he'll get the most of the points, which he did, and he'll go out with a bang. And I wonder if we're just in a transition now with Liverpool. They've bought Ekitike, looks really good. They've bought Isak. Gakpo, I think, is probably going to be the one to own this season. I think maybe they're changing, moving away from this like Salah-dependent
system.
So
focused on it. Yeah, which they need to. Because obviously he's not getting any younger. No. But I don't think he's done yet. And I'd like it if a lot of people did jump off him, because I'm still going to keep him, because I just think he's... I think he's just going to go off at certain points.
He probably will go off, but
even
for his
playing
price...
He still had two returns in three games.
I know, but for his price, I know he's expensive. You want him to be going off every other game, if not every game, which actually last season he did. He basically was returning every season.
But, counter-argument, he's easy to hold whilst Cole Palmer's injured,
yes.
Whilst Saka's injured.
Yes.
Haaland's not going crazy.
I would
the only
on
argument
Haaland.
Against,
on
once
Haaland.
Isak's playing,
yeah,
and if he... gets the ground running, then yes, you might want to free up some funds. But
and I think
he's not necessarily, you don't need to sell him to get some of these other players that are doing well.
Well, the thing is, I want Bruno in. So I also play another fantasy game. Am I allowed to mention another fantasy? I mentioned
which
one that's run by that terrible newspaper.
Oh, do you know what? Hates. It's funny you say that. I started playing that this year again.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good.
What fantasy
league?
That one?
No.
Which
newspaper?
SDT.
The opposite of the moon.
Yeah.
Jewish Telegraph.
Yeah, that one.
Are you playing... No, it's not Jewish. What is it? Jewish
Honestly,
Chronicle.
Honestly,
I'm playing Jewish Chronicle.
I'm surfaced FPL. If they
Maccabi
did
League
one,
Football.
I would probably play. I've just signed up to Fantasy WSL. Did you do that as well?
No.
I've just signed up to that. I did it last season. It's pretty good, actually, because it gives you a really good... I'm in like two leagues, none of them paid, so none of it matters.
Yeah.
It's actually really good for research. If you want to know more about the women's game, because you're picking players each week, and then you get to know. So last season, I got really into like, oh, Grace Clinton, really good player from Man United. Never heard of her before, but through doing fantasy WSL, it's a really good
it's a
way.
Good learning
it, honestly, yeah. It's really good. But so I'm doing that. I would do Jewish Chronicle if they did one. I'm doing FPL, and well, that'd be like JFPL. I'd do JFPL if they were doing But
you're allowed to say that on YouTube.
True, but I'm doing SDT at the initials for it, and. It's good.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's better than FPL. But
it's not better than FPL.
It's very playable.
Yeah.
It's
a little bit more...
You get two free moves a week.
It's a bit simpler.
You've only got to play 11 players and you get two free moves a week.
But
you feel like you're making big changes.
They count cup games, don't they?
Yeah.
Which I totally forgot.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
But this is back to my point about Bruno. So last season in that game, Bruno was an absolute mainstay because he was playing Europe and the weekend twice a week, 90 minutes in both. So even if he was bad at the weekend, he'd go and score two against some random European team. Obviously, they don't have it this season. So he's actually, in that game, not really a decent asset, which I think makes him a
so
better
European
one in FPL.
So are European players more expensive?
Nope.
So you could pick players from Palace, for example.
So I would be picking a couple of Palace. I think
ahead of Man United players.
Obviously, he's injured now, but Saar would have been a great shout. I think Pino would be a great shout in that game. He's quite cheap. He's going to probably play both games for us. So what you do on that one is you basically load up with doublers each week.
Yeah, yeah.
And what I do across both games is I do emotional insurance again. So any player I can't get in FPL, I normally tend to pick in that one.
Yeah,
so I've got Haaland in that one. I've got Bruno in that one.
Yeah.
So that then when they inevitably score at the weekend and my FPL team tanks...
You've got something to be happy
I've
about.
I've got something to be happy
about.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
it's quite a good way of doing that. Ruining your weekend.
I just wanted to see what it was like. I don't know. I feel like I've been... So married to FPL for all this time.
I just wanted to see
what else was out there.
I wanted to go back
in the market.
The reason I did it is because...
I'm cheating on FPL.
You're basically
right
on
now.
Like FPL Hinge. FPL Tinder.
Just go on a couple of little dates.
You're playing the field a little bit.
To see what's going on.
And it turns out that it's much better
it's exciting.
Than what you got at home. It's,
it's maybe for a week or two.
That was just an analogy, by the way. That wasn't...
In the reality.
Evening, Claire. Evening, Noel.
It is good. It is good. But I'm in it because my personal trainer, who I've had for like 10 years now, he's become a friend.
Listen,
came to my this
guy did 90 minutes pretty much for me on the old end of season match. Couldn't see you keeping up, could you?
Oh, mate, can I have his number?
Yeah.
Honestly, the thing is though, because he's become a friend now, it's quite nice. But it has got to the point where I'm basically paying him 30 quid a week to be my friend. But to be honest, I've got some friends who I wouldn't pay anywhere near that. So yeah. Like, I think that's good value. But basically, we talk about FPL all the time. Mm. But he does SDT as well. Mm. Because he got invited by one of his client's mates, who doesn't even know, into a league. And it turns out everyone in that league is really terrible. And it's like 20 quid buy-in, and there's like 20 people in it. So he just kept winning that league. So then I got invited into it. And now for the past 4 years, he and I just alternate winning the league. So and there's a first and second prize.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Got like 200, nice. 200 quid or 100 quid each at the end of the season. Easy. Apart from this summer, the guy that runs it has basically run off with the money and hasn't paid us.
Really?
And I don't want to...
Whose mate is he?
So my personal trainer, Sam, doesn't even know him.
I
won't say his name. Some lad. Friend of a friend of a friend.
No, say his name.
I'm not going to say him. Because I have. He was going through some personal problems. He did get divorced a couple of years ago. And that summer also didn't pay. So we were suspecting he was using the money to like pay off his divorce. So we were a bit like, okay, fair enough. But that was 2 years ago. So unless he's got divorced again, I feel like he should be paying up.
Well, also... In a divorce, £200 doesn't get you very much.
No, exactly.
So I kind of feel just pay that.
But it means the league isn't running. The league isn't running this year. He took so long to pay up, and then he did send a text to Sam, being like, "Oh, sorry, mate, I got it. Oh, I've really done. He goes over." Just I was like, he was going to fucking run the money. Yeah. the league now isn't running. So actually, I'm less invested. I've actually joined a few other proper paid leagues from content creators that do SDT, and there's some really good ones out there.
They'll rip me off as well,
massively, and they'll smash us. But it's just something else to like focus on, but it's also something else to get stressed about at 11 o'clock on a Saturday morning. But
yeah.
Anyway, so I derailed that big time. But yeah, that is my team. Do you want to see?
Should we have a little look at what you're planning?
Yeah, go on.
In your wild card.
This is your current wild card.
That's my current team.
Oh wait, what?
Okay.
So I've sent James a couple of wild cards.
James, you really messed up these teams. You've got no Nick and you've got no Jim wild card. Useless.
I've sent two. I've sent a Salah wild card and a non-Salah
absolutely
wild card.
Absolutely useless. This show run way better when you was on holiday.
There you go. So there that's my go. Non-Salah one. So Haaland in, I think he's now... Isak, I'm not serious about. Like, but maybe have the funds for him. I've had to go cheap with like Josh King as an enabler, but I really like him and he's played every game so far.
Mm.
And was very unlucky not to score against Chelsea. I think if I'm doing no Salah, I still need a Liverpool attacker. I think he's Gakpo. I think he's the guy this season. Although... Again, that's dependent on Isak. I want João Pedro, but I've got him in SDT, mm-hmm. So I'm covered emotionally. And he plays Europe. Bruno, I think, is going to become the guy because there's no Europe. He plays every minute of every game. He's on penalties and set pieces and everything, whatever. I think he's going to become my Salah for this season. And then I've gone cheap across the defence because last season I told myself, don't spend money on defence because there was literally an article in The Athletic that like... teams are not keeping as many clean sheets anymore. It's a thing across football.
The game's longer.
Right. So you're either paying for attacking outlet, which is fair enough if you're Munoz and you're Pedro and stuff, or just go cheap and pick up the odd clean sheet here and there. I really like Senesi at Bournemouth.
Yeah, he's looking good.
That was before Mark was going to go to Liverpool. So that was going to be a cheap way of getting to Liverpool defence. I probably wouldn't do him now. I think Richards might be the guy for us. Van de Ven, an easy, you know, ticks over. I've kept Mateta, but he could be Wood, or I think probably now after last week. No, could be Pedro. That's what I'm going to keep Semenyo. He's a fun pick. But Semenyo could be Grealish if I fancied going slightly more fun or attacking fixtures. So that's where I'm sitting with that. And then I do have a Mo Salah one as well, which I think still has Haaland in it, but possibly has worse midfield options, I think, or possibly a bad third striker. So that's where I'm at.
Yeah.
I like the King pick as an enabler.
I think he's a great enabler. Mm. There's my Salah one. Oh, King's in there. Dewsbury Hall. I do like him as well. So I've got Pedro and Woods.
King and Dewsbury. I mean, you're really hoping... Well, I guess you're playing 3-4-3 in that. But you're really hoping that one of those two budgets has a good week on the week. It's a bit like rotating keepers.
Yeah.
Rotating budgets.
Well, I'm putting Goodmanson and E. Steve on my bench each week. And then I'm basic, and then King, I guess. So I've got my three obvious bench picks there. I mean, I don't hate that. Salah, Fernandez, and Haaland.
Yeah.
And Pedro, and Wood. It's a cheap defence. And I think Sanchez is probably, it was going to be Sells, but actually I think right now probably Sanchez as my number one keeper.
I've got Sells, and I really want to get rid of him at the minute. And they've got Arsenal next.
I will say, this was a few days ago, and I have missed a couple of price rises.
I prefer your other team, the first team.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, the other team's more doable because once I get rid of Salah, I could actually wait until two weeks. So I'm not going to lose.
This is a big call, but I really think this could be the end. I know we say it every season.
I agree.
But no, I really do think Salah's not worth the money this season.
With Ekotike and Isak, I just think they're going to... I think they're slowly phasing him out.
Yeah, I agree. The profile of players they've got are more versatile.
It's like that old guy in the office that's been there 25 years that doesn't know how to use a printer and everything's evolved beyond him. And everyone's like, is Graham still here, is he? And he's on such a fat packet that they can't sack him.
Yeah.
So they just phase him out. And they just make him answer letters and like make teas and then make him retire.
I still think he could prove a few people wrong.
I think there'll be moments.
He'll get two penalties in a game.
There'll be moments.
And everyone will go, oh, Salah's back.
They haven't bought a right winger. He's not the guy anymore. I'd say.
They've not bought a right winger?
No. But Isak and...
Wirtz can play right wing.
Isak and Ekotike.
It's true. They haven't.
Both are left wing or striker.
And Gakpo.
Exactly the same. So, he might be less involved purely from...
Yeah.
Kiese is a right winger.
He's not a starter.
He's a
vibe squad player. He's there for the vibes.
Yeah.
He's not...
He was about to be sold. Yeah. They wanted to bin him off.
Nah.
He scored
the other day against Bournemouth, mate. Quality player.
Well, shinned it in the middle of the box. I like him.
Where's my team, Jim?
Have we got Nick's team?
So hang on, so you're saying, Salah, you're both saying wild card.
I prefer the balance of your first team.
As in the first wild card draft?
Yes.
Or my actual team? Are we agreeing that my actual team's dog shit?
I would change the team now because I think price rises are so fluctuating.
Okay, so I was going to do it live on air. I might actually hit the wildcard button live on air. If the chat is saying it, I'm happy to do it as a live feature.
Mm.
Make a poll. If the chat say do it, I will do it and I will pick
all three of you, answer the question.
One of those
teams. Salah going to stunt on all you haters. Roberto
is so gangster. I love
Ash him. To go no Salah for the rest of the season. I'm not doing that again, Dan.
Should Jim wildcard?
And then in the chat, if so, which one? But I think you're both saying the first one, aren't you? You're both saying no Salah.
I'm saying I like the no Salah one.
The
no Salah one. But I would probably go Salah without Haaland.
I think Haaland's back on it.
You could have Salah and Isak.
I think that's too much. I don't think you want double.
I think Haaland will do well.
I like the Salah, no Salah Haaland.
With Gakpo,
my experience of Haaland last season, I believe I'm emotionally scarred.
Right, I get that, and that's why I'd never pick Rhys James, as we were saying earlier.
Yeah.
But I think Haaland's back on it. I just think he's back on
but
it.
A City back think, on it, though.
He's not even too bad.
A City back on it, though.
Not in the way they used to be, but I think they are going to
be
better
than last
season. Who
even are City? I don't even recognise this team anymore. Who are these Cowboys that play in light blue?
They'll be better than last season.
Yeah. They just got done away at Brighton after being up. They look bad.
Brighton have those kind of results every now and then. Like
they they did it against Arsenal last week.
Harvey Elliott was decent backup before Villa move. Yeah, he's gone now, isn't he? So I think it literally is Chiesa is the only other right winger in the team.
Harvey Elliott could be a lovely pick at Villa.
Well, we've got some...
Are we doing Nick's team or not?
James has gone off now.
I think this is Salah's last year too, says Glasto. Yeah, do it. No Salah. It's fine. Defo... want robot for game week 6. Who they got in game week 6? Is it Burnley? At home?
The only thing is they've got United next game.
Robot.
I don't know if now's the time for wild card. But
no, they haven't got Burnley.
It's not Burnley game week 6.
No, Liverpool got Burnley next.
No, United. City have got United
game week 6.
Oh, game week 6.
I don't know
who
they've got in game week
6. Shall we have a look at the little thermo then, Ash?
Yeah, let's do it.
While James has run off.
Been brilliant for me in the last. I was about to say how many top 10 finishes I got. Don't be that guy, Jim. But Salah has just been so consistent. But I'm just getting it that feeling in my waters that it's done.
Ooh. Always trust your waters.
Always trust your waters.
So I thought what we would do is have a look at some, not necessarily deadline day, but kind of last week at a transfer window, transfers that were done and ones that I think. Potentially might be.
Can I do something really gross?
Of course you can.
Gross. So I really want to eat this pizza.
Yeah.
You're welcome to as well.
Do it. No, look at Ash's absolutely plowing. Ash is on his second pizza over there.
I need to take my Invisalign retainers out.
Do that.
I don't want to do it on camera.
Just Just spin around. Spin around. No one.
No, I was going to do it under the desk.
I'll do that.
But I haven't brought with me my little like Invisalign. You've done Invisalign?
No.
Do you want me to wear them for a bit?
Use Ash's mouth as a whole.
I need them.
you get like a little pot that you put them in, and I haven't brought it, so I have to go in my back pocket, which is a bit gross, but like I'm getting rid of them on Thursday.
That's fine.
But I don't want to do it on camera because it's grim. So I was going to do it under the desk.
Jimmy.
So I can eat.
Do that. James is.
I'm going to take him out under the desk. You chat.
We'll chat.
Yeah. Just go out of shot for a sec.
Just for for the chat, if you see, this looks really, on the camera, it looks like you've bent down under a desk on Ash, which is an interesting...
Stay there. I'll
do anything to get back on this show.
We can hear lots of gummy noises. And
your, and I'm up and already. Head it didn't take long. Just a quick little knot.
Interestingly, Ash often eats pizza at the same time, so that's...
Do you want some of this? This is the veggie one. Do you want some of this?
Do you know what? I might have one slice. That'd be lovely. Thank you.
Oh, do you want to hang on?
We should turn this into an eating podcast. Literally, that's all we have to do.
Yeah.
Food Wingstop or pizza.
Food podcasts are massive. People love food. Look at the stuff. That'll do me. What a pizza.
By the way, I don't usually last that. I'm not that quick, but you're just really good.
Okie doke.
Oh. Mm. I do love a jalapeno.
It's the jalapeno and the pineapple.
Yeah. Where is the actual thermometer this week? James has really struggled to put this show together, hasn't he? He's really struggled. Screenshotted. Cheers, Roberto. See that on Twitter very soon. So we're going to rank Wissa.
Recent signings.
First up,
we've got one of my favourite owns last season. All the way through. Just incredible. So Wissa is 7.5. Disappointingly, we should have taken a little price drop with Brentford not playing him. Wish a few people, but I don't think enough people owned him at the start. So, 7.5.
Yeah.
Newcastle have signed him. They've, of course, also signed...
Voltamada.
Yeah, the 6 foot five
six
Anthony
foot
Gordon.
Six.
6 foot six Anthony Gordon.
Mm.
For me...
Whose favourite German player of all time is Kai Havertz, would you believe?
How can you have your favourite player of all time the same age as you, pretty much?
He also looks sort of like someone that would release TikTok music.
Yeah, he does. Mm. He looks like someone who plays guitar on a loop pedal.
100%.
For reals.
And he's released one song, and his TikTok is 100 videos of him playing the same clip from that song.
Yeah, that's
what he looks like.
He's the guy.
Yeah.
He is that guy.
Yeah.
He looks like it also could be, you know, in Die Hard. You know, just loads
I'm
of
in already. Great.
Loads of blonde-haired German terrorists.
Yeah.
He looks like
one of Hans Gruber's sidemen.
Hans Gruber.
Hans Gruber.
I watched Die Hard 3 the other day. Yeah. With Hans Gruber's brother in it. Oh, it's so good.
Simon.
I've not seen that.
Simon Gruber.
Simon says.
Good while.
Die Hard 3.
Who could have simply said the fat woman.
Die Hard 3. Die Hard 3, I think, is probably the... Could be the second best, probably.
Nah, best one is Die Hard 4.0.
No. Absolutely not.
First three are incredible. Number two, so underrated.
Everyone knows
number
4.0
is
the
is
one.
Underrated.
The little plot twist.
Yeah.
Oh.
Number two is underrated. I think it probably goes 1-3-2. But like, but it could be 1-2-3.
Have you watched?
4-3-2-1.
Have you watched 1, 2, and 3?
Yeah, of course.
You wait. Sure?
Wait,
what
happens
you
in 3?
Is
like
Die Hard the one with
film.
Keanu Reeves, yeah?
That's it. When he's surfing.
Yeah, I knew it.
Yeah,
so definitely
before. When he's surfing in the time machine.
No.
Yeah.
No, that's Voltamada. He's just like he's surfing.
With his mate Bill.
Yeah.
You know.
James, can we actually get the thermometer on the screen, please? We need to know how to rank these people.
I can't believe the poll is actually confusing me there.
Ooh, no
between
wild card.
A Salah wild card
how
or
much
no
do we,
wild card.
How much do we trust the chat, though? That's the question.
Anyway, on Wissa.
So,
yeah,
7.5 million. I think the tricky thing is, obviously, this the other signing has made it a little bit confusing as to minutes because I think at 7.5, like Newcastle have looked good. They just can't put the ball away because they've had that Asula guy or whatever, just cocking it up at the last second every time. If Wissa had been in that position for the crosses that are being made for him, he would be a no-brainer at 7.5. Newcastle were looking like a really good team. I know they didn't get the result against Liverpool, but they're looking like a decent team again, especially at home. I'm really tempted at him at 7.5 million. I just think you just don't know at a minute. I think they're going to ease. I think this year is going to be transition Voltamada or whatever his name is into the team.
Yeah.
And the reason they've bought him is because they need someone with Premier League experience
100%.
To keep things steady for this next season. He's definitely on my radar.
That's an interesting take, because I would have gone completely the other way around.
Okay, let's hear it.
I reckon they... I've just checked Walter Marder's price, 7 mil. So he's cheaper.
And they've added him to the game.
He's been added. Okay. Yeah, I didn't see this either. I thought I'd just have a quick look. But yeah, he's cheaper. 0.5 okay. cheaper. He signed for more money. He's clearly the long-term future of Liverpool's
attack.
But
he's young.
Attack.
That's why it's more money. I wouldn't be blinded by that.
No, I wouldn't. I agree with Nick. I think Visser will play more from now.
Oh, I don't know. I think it's especially for the first month. I think it's a bit of a risk. I think it's a bit of a gamble. How do you know how old this guy is?
Visser. He's like 29, 30, isn't he?
29?
Yeah.
55 million on a 29-year-old striker is a lot
of money.
Yeah,
that is a lot. That is a lot.
I think they're
in the last year of his. Was he in the last year of his deal?
Yes, he was.
Was he?
Yeah, because I saw someone saying we've been saw a Newcastle fan tweet. We've been absolutely robbed.
Yeah, you have been robbed. This is way too much money.
Listen, but if he scores the goals that get you in the Champions League,
I've actually never owned him.
Have you
never?
He's
never been anyone's team.
He's a fun own.
Oh, he's a great player.
He's always been one of those players that's like, oh, do you know what? At some point, I'll get myself to Visser. I'll get there at some point, and it's never happened. And then he'll score, and you're like, for God's sake, I should have gone there.
Yeah.
I do like him.
So Eddie Howe's obviously historically had Isak as his main striker, and then Wilson will come on for him or join him if they're chasing the game.
Yeah.
You see Visser as being the Isak in this new scenario, and Walter Marder being
for
the sub.
For the first 2 months.
For the start.
The sub at 69 million quid.
Yeah. But I think by Christmas, or maybe the other way around, or maybe double. But
I disagree. I think Walter Marder is ideal when they're playing with two very quick wide men in Gordon or Barnes and Alanga or Murphy, that he can drop off and link those ones and play the balls in behind, because he's more of a creative
hold-up player.
He's more of like a he's more of a 10.
Who? Walter Marder. He actually sounds like a
that's how I think they're going to try and play. I think that's part of the reason why they got.
Do you know what? I think they're definitely a sort of see how they do kind of thing. Could be really
if we're rating it, it's a mild still for me on Visser at the moment. I need to see how they're going to play. If he ends up being their main striker, he's a spicy ting all day long.
All right.
At 7.5.
I'd agree with
Jim?
That. I think he's calm.
Calm?
I think he's calm, but like certainly like he's interesting. He's piqued my interest. Much like Ash on the apps, you know, you're scrolling through and you're like, oh, okay. Yeah. I'll favourite that for later.
With his VPN on. I know how he gets down.
Oh, yeah. No, I think it could be interesting. So we'll see what happens.
There's an interesting point there. Glassner put however, but I assume that's autocorrect. Howe was talking two up top when he was talking about Ekitike and Isak. He's talking about playing the old Brexit ball, 4-4-2 maybe.
Brexit ball.
Would be interesting. But yeah, let's see how it goes. All right, so calm and mild still, not too exciting. Ash, has quickly checked for me then. Has he been loaded into the old...
Who? Donna?
5-5. So 0.5 more expensive than Trafford, who's of course the other City keeper. Now, Trafford hasn't had the best of starts to his Man City career. Right. He gave away an absolute howler. Gave them a goal. But he's made some good stops as well. However, this guy, like, and I'm not key, you know, we all know what happened with Edison the last couple of years. Like, City are that team where they'll just do really, really well for 89 minutes. And even if they're winning 5-0, they're still going to concede a goal and you're going to get a clean sheet wipeout. However, I think Donnarumma is like, he's unbelievable shot stopper. So I think he can rack up bonus. Where Man City could quickly become that team. Bearing in mind, we know they only concede consolation goals a lot of times. Not so much recent 6 months. They have been beaten soundly a few times. But if he can be for a top team that also concede chances, he almost becomes like he could rack up Pickford levels of saves and potentially bonus because he's such a good shot stopper. I'm not saying he's the best with his feet.
Will they be conceding lots of shots?
Well, I can't see. They've not been solid as they used to.
They haven't been solid,
They do tend to concede shots, but seeing him last year in the Champions League against Arsenal, he was the reason why PSG made that final. Like, they would never have got there without him. Like, at least over the two games, at least three goals would have been scored by most non superhuman keepers. So for me, not just based on that game, but obviously what he's done in his career so far, he's like incredible talent. I think he's got the potential to be a real... The only issue is 5.5. There's a lot of good keepers for 5 million.
I'm not going there.
But Ash, what do you think?
Guy's an absolute octopus in goal.
Yeah.
He's a joke. He's an absolute joke, man, in goal. You're absolutely right. The Champions League semi-final.
Yeah.
At the Parc des Ponts. Odegaard shot.
The where?
Parc des Ponts.
Parc
de
Porn.
The Parc
de
Porn.
Parc de Porn. It's what Ash is, one of Ash's websites with his VPN.
You don't need. You actually don't need a VPN for that one. You can legit get on that one. No VPN. No download.
Prong.
The Parc de Porn.
Parc de Porn. Mm.
That's what I said. The Parc de Porn. What did I say?
I don't know. Something that wasn't that.
The Parc de Porn.
Yeah.
That's right. That's how you say it.
Prong.
Prawn. Parc de Prawn.
That's where SpongeBob.
Sound like you're in France. SpongeBob you're trying really hard.
You call me when you're finished. Mm.
Okay.
There's a button there.
Yeah. Kill stream.
Press it.
No, don't press it.
Yeah, press it.
You sure?
Right, then that button.
Then that one.
Yeah. All
right. All right, cool.
Thanks, Charles.
Cheers, Jimmy. Nice to see you. Enjoy your Padel.
I hope.
Oh, let's do it, honestly. Let's do it. Yeah.
Padel, I hope the school reunion FBL goes
themed.
Well.
Mm. But yeah, in that game, you're absolutely right. The Odegaard shot. How he saved that, I'll never know. And a few of the other shots that he saved were unreal. So he's an amazing shot stopper. He's an absolute beast. Like if you were making a FIFA goalie, it'd be him.
He's been the best keeper in the world.
He's about 8 meters tall.
Several seasons.
Yeah, but the irony being that he's not the Manchester club that needs a goalkeeper.
Yeah, this is what I don't get. He's not a Pep goalie. Like he's never been renowned
and
for his.
City would have been fine with Edison for another year or Trafford.
I don't know. There's been rumours of Edison going for years. Like I don't know what. Maybe he doesn't like being dropped and not as much as been, you know, as because he does get dropped a lot, Edison. That must get annoying for a goalie, especially if you're considered number one. Why are you dropping me every other game for Stefan Ortega?
Well, because he
probably had enough. Like,
because he was so good. Yeah, but to be fair, he only started getting dropped when he was dropping clangers. They never used to rotate him. And then as his levels dropped, then he started getting rotated. Mm. However, I do feel for James Trafford because he's gone there. And it's not like they've brought in an experienced goalie at like 32 to learn off of. Donnarumma's like deceptive. Obviously, he was Milan goalkeeper at 18.
Yeah.
Like
he's arguably the best goalkeeper in the world.
And he's so young. So it's not like, Trafford's going to have to wait like 10 years to get a chance.
Yeah. But surely, I only feel sorry for Trafford if they didn't tell him this. If they, when they signed him, didn't say to him, James, by the way, we are going to be looking to bring in another goalie for you to either compete with or be number two too. Hello, mate.
When you're doing extra time, just press that one.
Yeah.
And then you know that.
Yeah, the ting.
Lovely.
So that one, then that one, then that one.
Are you confident about that?
Absolutely not.
I see.
I'm not.
Might not.
Who knows?
But anyway,
when you come back later and the studio's on fire.
In terms of FPL, I don't think it's worth bringing in any 5.5 million goalkeepers. I'm just totally ruled out. I need to first of all see how he's going to be playing in a Man City shirt. Man City's defense has looked very like all over the place. I don't think they know what they're doing. They just let Akanji go as well.
Akanji's
gone on loan.
He's 30 though.
Yeah. You say it's not worth bringing in a 5.5 keeper, but like when I'm looking at a sales replacement, which I might give him another week, but I'm looking at Pickford thinking, am I overthinking this?
Yeah,
he's like just the best scoring goalkeeper every single year.
Like, he's always the best scoring keeper.
Why don't I just whack him in at 5 and leave him there?
Yeah, but I'd rather Pickford than Donnarumma at 5.5 still because save point. Yeah.
Yeah, but City
can
see
the ball
shots.
For 70% of the game and concede the odd shots, whereas Everton are going to face way more shots and also have way more chance of keeping
clean but
sheets.
Then you're going to get what you lose in shot points, you probably get in clean sheets because, Everton are looking good under Moyes.
No, I think City
they don't
still
at the minute,
City.
But they've been so. How many, and I would genuinely say that, how many of those consolation goals have been Edison's fault? Quite a few, I reckon.
I'd say it's the team's fault. I wouldn't just put it down to Edison.
I don't know, because people who own like Vardy, I own Vardiol, and the amount of times it'd be a clean sheet wipeout because Edison doing something
And then how soon before, say he has a bad couple of games, and then Trafford's in again.
Trafford's in.
Pickford's number one every game, no questions asked.
If you're going to pick
always
a
5.5,
I agree, I normally wouldn't go near a 5.5 keeper. In fact, in an ideal world, we'd all own 4.5
main keeper and a four backer who plays and gets the odd clean sheet, which I might end up doing. But if you're going to pick a 5.5, it's Pickford all day long. All day long.
Every season I do a 4.5, and then annoyingly this year I could not find a 4.5 I was really happy with.
Yeah.
So I just went for the best five, or what I thought would be the best five.
It made the most sense.
And it was a coin toss between Sells and Sanchez, and I went the wrong one, seemingly. Okay. So where are we ranking him? Ash, sorry? Jim?
Calm again. Calm. It's so boring, isn't it?
Yeah,
sorry.
It's all right. You've got to be honest. Allow it. Nothing. Wow. No. Right, let's have a look at the next
Allow
player.
It.
Right.
That's a big picture.
That is a big picture.
Big picture. Yeah.
Harvey Elliott.
Harvey Elliott. Now, 5.4 million, based purely, obviously, on his price, as we thought he would be an understudy at Liverpool. I feel like he's going to drop into that Villa team. I know they've signed, because they got Sancho as well, who they've signed. There's another option. I was going to put him as well, but I thought it would be a bit overkill, but we can touch on him maybe as an option as well. But Harvey Elliott, I think 5.4 is a really nice price. Villa, yes, we know it's been well documented. They haven't even scored a goal yet. But bringing in these sort of players, you feel like it's only a matter of time. And I feel like he's a really nice little option. And, you know, people, if you have missed the odd price rise and you've got your Reinders maybe that owes you 5.5 or 5.6, and you want to free up a 0.1 or 0.2, could be a really nice little easy
you've
way
caught
in.
A little price drop.
Yeah, to drop him into your team and then gain that little difference back that might mean you can get to the next player on your list. I don't know.
I don't hate
Ash.
It.
I don't hate it. What a tidy player. Yeah. What a really good little player. Like, he tore it up for England under 21s twice. Mm.
He's a good player. He's been good.
He should have done. He's 28.
Wait, what?
No, everyone was saying, because he was like in the under 21s, but he's like 23.
Yeah.
You know, you're allowed like a couple
of
older.
He's bossing it though. Like, he's such a good player. He just needs to be trusted enough.
Yeah.
And given the minutes to play and go and do his thing, no one in Villa from a wide man point of view has really nailed down any positions. They've just got rid of Leon Bailey. Mm-hmm. Marlon can't really nail down a spot in the team.
Yeah.
They have signed Sancho, who I guess will play
from
the
Asensio
left.
Where did Asensio end up?
Who?
Asensio.
Did he go back to
PSG? Was it PSG?
I don't know.
I thought it was PSG.
PSG?
I'm going to have a look.
Spanish club.
I'm going to have a look.
But they're lacking in wide options. And like I say, I think the big hope was Marlon, but he's not really been performing. Elliot's got a really good opportunity.
Where will he play at Villa?
Right wing, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Turkey.
I thought he was more central.
I think he can play both.
Yeah, if in doubt, they've probably gone to Turkey.
Yeah.
I think he can play both. I think he's quite a versatile player, but as is Rodgers. I think they'd probably want Rodgers playing in the team.
They play two, don't they? They play Tielemans and Onana.
Usually.
Oh, no. And who's their other
Camara.
Midfielder? Camara.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So maybe three, and then they play, obviously, Watkins up top. And, it's a 2-3-1, isn't it? It's two, three behind. McGinn. I like John McGinn, but they've got to move on from him at some point.
Mm.
It would be McGinn and then two wide guys behind Watkins. So I guess, there are.
McGinn, Rodgers,
is pretty nailed, or maybe not now.
I think Rodgers is super duper nailed when it comes to Villa.
Yeah,
so it's one position then.
I'll tell you what I do
find
weird.
At the price
point,
it's really, really interesting. I need to see how he plays, obviously, and what the minutes are like.
I think it's waiting for the minutes, isn't it?
He's definitely in there. If you're looking, like, who else is there around? If you're looking
at midfielders, Rodgers,
barely any.
You're looking at defensive contribution midfielders.
Yeah.
Like Caicedo.
Anderson, Caicedo, Reinders.
Yeah.
Reinders might play further forward. But you're right. You're not looking at an attacking.
No. So it could be interesting. But at the moment,
Villa
without
are
seeing it...
We have to remember that Villa are shit at the moment.
They are. They're performing
and
really
Sancho's 5.9.
It's a mild still at the moment on Elliot.
Okay. Sancho's 5.9.
Sancho could be one of those. And again, like, you've got to wait for minutes. But Villa do have a history of picking up these players. Is he on loan? Sancho on loan?
Yeah.
Picking up these players on loan from you know, I would say bigger clubs. I don't think United are a bigger club than Villa at the moment. But anyway, that's not what he's talking about. And they go on those runs, don't they? And Villa seems to be the place that a lot of these players who need a bit of a fresh start, and Sancho could be that guy. I could see Sancho, if you time it right, will go on a run. And they'll have 3, 4, 5 weeks where he's absolutely banging, depending on their fixtures.
Mm.
So he could be interesting, but I think it's just timing it. Timing when you think...
Do you guys think it's weird that they clearly Villa clearly have money to go and get cover wages and go, and they've got two big players, fairly. Yet Jack Grealish was never an option, bearing in mind his connection to that team.
Maybe the manager just didn't fancy Grealish. I think a lot of the fan base are still a bit pissed off with Grealish that he left in the first place.
No.
I think they are.
No, he gets a bit of stick just because he's any return.
No, I've seen videos of them talking to fans about it. And
I think he couldn't have done anymore.
I think it's quite mixed. You need to get over it.
He couldn't have done
anymore.
You need to
But get... you know what football fans are like.
I know what football fans are like. And in fact, I deleted Twitter last year and I've sort of ended up somehow, it's wormed its way back into my life somehow.
I can't resist it.
I can't resist it.
Love it.
But like the last 24 hours with Palace fans, oh my God, and Liverpool fans piling in. It's, I mean, the deadline day is the worst time to be on Twitter. And everyone loses their mind. Everyone cares too much.
Yeah.
You're caring too much about these players that are just choosing a different office to go and work at. It's not worth getting stressed about. They're just people. Like, just some of the stuff that people get sent on Twitter, some of the opinions, like, guys, go and touch grass. Like, sorry, go and do
get
something.
Out. Go and touch grass. Yes, I love that phrase.
I do think just, like, it's if you're a Villa fan who's still annoyed about Jack Grealish, get over it.
There are ones out there.
And it's not like, when he left, they use that money and they're doing really well now. So, like,
he's a Villa fan. He's probably quite happy that they're doing well. Like,
yeah. Well, we'll find out on Saturday. He's playing there, isn't he?
Ooh.
Is he?
Everton have got Villas.
Have they?
Yeah. Ooh. So we'll see what sort of reception he gets.
Can I put a conundrum to you guys? So it's next Saturday, isn't it? First game back after the break. Palace are at home to Sunderland.
Yeah.
Big game. Season ticket holder, so obviously, like, I'm supposed to go.
Yeah.
Do a Palace podcast. So, like, post match should go. But same afternoon.
Yeah.
My daughter's primary school
are
running a five-a-side tournament for the dads, for the parents, mostly dads probably. And me and a few other dads play in a Sunday vets team. So we've already said, let's form a team, because I think there's a strong chance for a win. There'll be most of the other like dads that don't play.
Yeah.
Do I go to Palace Sunderland, or do I play in this team that's probably going to win the five-a-side tournament?
As a loving and doting father myself, I'm going to watch Palace.
That's a tough one.
There will be other Palace games.
True. But I'd probably go. What does your daughter want you to do? Have you even asked?
I haven't actually even asked her, but she would want me to play because
she'd
love probably
come
and
watch.
She'd
I don't think you've got to do that.
Love it.
Yeah, I think you've got to do that.
Though. The only thing that might
Can't
sway
you're letting down your team. Your team needs you.
And if you add in the Mark Gaye situation, think of the reception he's going to get.
Oh, yeah.
When he leads the team out, they read his name, that's going to be an emotional moment.
And he's there for three more months till the transfer window.
You'll never experience that.
I thought last season we'd never see him again. The fact that he then walked out from Charity Shield, I couldn't believe it. The fact that he's still here, every game's a bonus.
Should we ask the chat? Should we put it to a poll?
Chat, what do I do? Seeing as they absolutely let me down on the first
one. All right, let me end this poll. They're saying, what? No wild card.
Interesting.
41%. No wild card.
Do you know,
very
I think
safe
I,
chat.
So actually, the very one that I wanted to do has come bottom, but I think I'm still going to do it.
Should.
I think I'm still going to do it. In fact, I'm just going
to
do it now.
Go to Palace or play in kids' football.
Seeking that confirmation bias.
100%.
Actually.
And going the other way.
It's fine.
Yeah. what else is the internet for?
Ashley.
Yes.
We've got one more player to discuss. Just a little matter of Alexander the Great, potentially. Now, 10.4, we know. This one really came out of the blue. I don't know. All of a sudden. Just
I had no
last
idea.
Minute, there, all of a sudden, big beard and he's gone. But it's a really
Sorry,
tricky
fella's
one.
Made a great point there. Great point.
You can watch the highlights of the Palace game. You wouldn't be able to watch highlights of you smashing the winner in a five-a-side.
Unless,
assuming you
I take my camera. I do have quite a decent camera at home, so technically I could.
This could be the second trophy in 3 months. You know,
oh, do me a favour.
Really rack
could
them up.
Be. Could be. I've still got that shirt, that purple shirt. I wear it to five-a-side.
There you go.
Strong,
legendary.
Strong shirt.
Do you actually? What
yeah,
a loser.
Genuinely.
Absolutely legendary.
What a loser.
Genuinely. And if people ask me,
no,
I'm
no,
like,
the loser,
like,
was,
what
loser? Was you. Yeah, you. Do you not remember what happened?
Well, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Anyway, Isak. Right. Did you see him at his medical?
What, talking like, oh, yeah, Liverpool, yeah.
No, I mean like lifting a weight.
Oh,
he was,
no.
He was like lifting. I've never seen someone look so skinny in my entire life. Like,
oh, he is a bit of a rake. By the way, I thought FPL Glasgow was talking about me. Need to build up fitness, come. I was like, all right, mate. Jesus, I'll play the tournament. I think there's been so much content of Isak so far. I think he's on a little bit of a, guys, I'm not a dickhead PR move.
Was he released recently? Was it a letter to the fans or something?
I think he's trying really hard to be like, look, I know I've come across as a complete dick over this whole thing, but honestly, I'm not. I'm just a normal guy. Like, he hasn't He hasn't come out well out of it.
What dick?
It's a real tricky one because at 10.5, this is, look at this. If I take out Ekotike from my team, I've got exactly 10.4.
It's a sign.
He's not coming in to not start immediately.
Oh, 100%. Surely. He's the main man immediately.
Then I think you do it.
So that's the thing. And the thing is, I feel bad for Ekotike because he's looked really good.
He's been great. He's been my surprise of the season so far.
And then my other worry is, I've got Gakpo in my team.
I love Gakpo.
From the start, I've had Gakpo.
Gakpo's bad boy.
Oh, I don't want Ekotike now cutting in on Gakpo's. Is he going to share time with him?
Yeah.
Who knows what's going to happen?
It's really messed things up.
It's messed up my lovely little Liverpool triangle, which I've been doing fine for me.
Yeah.
However, like you say, Jim, I can't see him coming in and I think he's going to be... We've got 2 weeks. I know everyone's going, obviously, he's not match fit and blah, 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 but... All right, even if he gets half an hour against Burnley and then starts the next game, by the time the next game comes, he's going to be 10 and a half. I haven't got time. If you haven't got the money to wait, if he goes up 0.1, I'll be kicking myself. Like, oh, now I've got to find it from somewhere else.
What else have you got? It's a shame about Gui. Going back to
Burnley. I know. That 0.1 drop.
He might have to become someone else.
I hope Pedro gets injured and he becomes the number one. The thing with Isak is we know how good he is, but we also know how injury prone he is. And I can see him be rotated, but is it that age old thing of like, we used to have with Jota, like he only needs like half and you know he's going to get loads of
jam. Also, he's not going to be on pens, is he? It's going to be
Salah will still stay on pens. And then, so is that what we're thinking? Is 10.4 too much for a...
Possibly. You're losing that.
And also, as we know, the positions are all messed up in FPL. He's classified as a striker. He gets less points than midfielders that fewer. Are going to be scored. Fewer, sorry. So, like your Bruno.
I love correcting people on that. I got that from my wife. My wife like had it drilled in from her dad, and she always does it. So now, when she uses fewer or less in the correct way, I always correct her and just do the wrong one just to wind her up. So I'd recommend
just
doing
to make
that
her think
of her
dad.
Yeah. No, just to make her like think. Have I got that? Oh, I got it right, you dickhead. But I'd recommend it as a fun way to wind up your spouse.
I've got. There we go. Yeah, Niles says one to keep an eye on Isak during the international break with Sweden. Let's start with you, Jim. Where are you rating him on the old thermometer?
I think come October, November. He'll be in everyone's team.
Yeah.
We'll all have him. So you either get on it now and ahead of the price rises that are inevitable, or you wait and see because, you know, maybe he doesn't start straight away. Maybe Ekotike, who has started the season well, gets more minutes. Maybe there's a few games in a row where Liverpool get pens and Salah's on them and you think, God, that's annoying. I'm not going to... Or maybe there's a few games. If Salah is phased out, where... I don't know. Maybe he does take a pen. I think he's kind of a wait and see.
The other thing as well, like we saw how many chances that Darwin Nunes got and missed from Salah assists. So I know everyone's saying, oh, it's going to be shared around. He might get less goals, but then he might get more assists because he's typically going
to
be the one.
I fewer again, but I just don't want to be a dick.
you being vocab checked is hilarious.
I know. It's my one weakness. I think fewer and less.
Can't help it.
He normally speaks the Queen's English 24/7.
Who and whom?
Whom?
Yes, Isak. Whom has signed for Liverpool?
So
I think go for it. I think sometimes
I've also got annoyingly Saar, who just got me a lovely little return when I captained him.
He's out for a while.
He's now out for 5 to 6 weeks.
With what?
Hamstring. Grade 2 hamstring.
Hamstring. What was that? Scoring the goal.
I don't know. No, because
he got injured scoring the goal.
No, he didn't.
No, that was just a pretend.
It was a pretend.
Up and knocked out.
A bit of a slightly weird
concussion.
Yeah, not ideal, I'll be honest.
So he got injured after that.
Yeah, it must have been.
So now he's got less hamstrings than he started.
Fewer.
So where are we rating him on the old scale, Jim? What do you think?
I think he's cool. I think he's probably currently he's currently on the cusp of calm and spicy thing, but I think he could become volcanic ash.
Yeah. Mm. Weirdly,
before too long.
Weirdly, if you wait, he could become, because as we know, FPL, the joy is always in the differentials. It's never in your highly. So if you do get 100%. On a, imagine if he comes on for like half an hour in the Burnley game, scores a brace, and gets full back. It'd be like.
What is he owned at the moment?
Oh, it's like
5.8.
It's about to say it's low. It's low, isn't it?
we got 2 weeks between or before, you know, the next game, of course. So we've got plenty of time. But I've just got to keep an eye on the old live FPL price change warning. Mm. Hope that it's accurate. And yeah, I don't know. Ash?
Well, just looking at the fixtures, they got Burnley away, Everton at home, and then Crystal Palace away. So three really easy fixtures.
they've had pretty tricky fixtures to start with. So now was always going to be the time that they start to swing a little bit.
No, on a serious note, I'm a little bit annoyed. This kind of ruins my team. This ruins FPL a little bit for me. Ekitike's been a great pick so far this season. Gakpo's been fantastic. All right, Verts hasn't kicked on, but I think he will eventually. Isak coming into the mix just throws all of that out of whack, and it's like, I don't want to invest. What's Ekitike, 7? No, 8. 8.5.
8.8 now.
8.8.
Wow. Gone up twice,
I can't be having an 8.8 striker who I don't know starting every week. But I think what will happen.
Sorry, 8.7.
8.7. And I've had him from day one. And he's been so good. So is Gakpo, as I say.
Wow.
But I think what will happen is Isak will start the first couple of games on the bench. Ekitike will start. And Isak will gradually be coming on for him, trying to build up his minutes to a point where he will be starting every single game. And Ekitike will be kind of like just holding his plums in his hands, going, what the hell am I doing? Should have gone to Newcastle.
Probably should have gone to Newcastle.
But yeah, so from an FPL point of view, at the moment, it's a mild still at the moment.
Really? Okay.
Wow.
But really? I think in a couple of game weeks' time, he's going to be a spicy ting.
I've just got.
He's not quite volcanic ash because, as I was saying to a guy at work today, at Newcastle he's the big
did
fish.
Did you use the term volcanic ash at work? No, like what the hell are you talking
literally,
about?
They went, oh, I know exactly what that means.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Oh, you're
show.
The famous ash from FPL.
I'm one of your 8 viewers.
At Newcastle, he was the big dog, right? Everything went to him. People were squaring the ball to him.
Yeah.
Give the ball to Isak. Let him score. I watched the highlight reel of his goals the other day. He scores all types of goals.
Unbelievable goals.
Right foot, left foot, in the box, out the box.
But
headers.
Also great assist.
He's got it all.
Great assister as well.
Pace. Penalties. He rarely misses penalties. That's all kind of gone now. He's no longer the
talisman.
No longer the talisman, yeah. Mm. Although I think he'll be very important. I don't think he's
going to
have to
be in a way, because if you're playing number 9 in these formations, you are by default a talisman, because that position requires you to do so much.
But I guess if you can only have one talisman per, because the definition is, well, if you're the talisman, you're the folk. It has to be Salah.
I've been grammar checked. I wouldn't say it's come back on me.
Chris Wood is not the talisman of Forest. Morgan Gibbs-White is the talisman of
Hang on.
Who's the bonus magnet?
Šeško is not the talisman of Man U.
You can only have one talisman.
Bruno is the talisman.
Yeah, yeah.
Back in the day, Wilf,
Eze was
Wilf
the talisman
was,
of
Wilf was the talisman Palace. Of Palace. It wasn't whoever was up front.
No, Wilf
Andy
definitely
Johnson.
Was. Wilf definitely was a talisman, yeah.
It wasn't Jordan Ayew.
You've got your Palace era.
It wasn't Jordan Ayew.
Jordan Ayew, that's more like it. And I will not hear Jordan Ayew slander. The Ghanaian prince, honestly, scored one of the best goals I've ever seen live against West Ham, fella, by the way.
Yeah. Was it Andy Johnson? Was that who you were trying to...
Andy Johnson.
Think.
The old burger celebration.
Great celebration.
Legend.
Was it Attilio Lombardo? Was that the same era?
Who?
Unbelievable.
Lombardo, that's the...
My old school teacher was...
They say Italian food, Lombardo, didn't they?
Lombardi's. Oh, they do it, actually.
What he does now, face retirement. Yeah.
My old primary school teacher used to play for Crystal Palace, funny enough.
Really?
Steve Perrin. his name was. He made like 80 odd appearances. Yeah, maybe I have told
Steve Perrin.
Yeah.
Never heard of him.
The Steve Perrin. It shows you what sort of... I mean, playing Division I football pretty much your entire career and then retiring and not having enough money to retire.
So hang on, he became your PE teacher, did he say?
No, he was my primary school teacher. So this is is like mid-80s.
Oh, sugar.
So yeah, he probably played like late 70s.
Late 70s, early 80s. Okay. Steve Perrin.
Now, these days, he would have been like billionaire. Retired in Barbados.
Yeah, Joel Ward of Palace.
Cool. Well, thank you for helping me with those options. I think where I'm at with Isak is certainly, if he looks like he's going to go up in price, maybe just bite the bullet. Although, I've got the exact money, but then if I've got to remove Saar, I can always find someone to make
it. Who are you going to remove Saar for?
I have no idea.
Well,
like,
if you'd have been here at the start of the show, I could have given you some advice from the number one content creator in the world.
Like, Enzo's now out.
Unfortunately, you're going to miss out on that.
Enzo's out of it, yeah.
I'll take my chances with that, Ashton.
Yes.
Yeah.
Enzo,
I saw how it worked out last year.
Yeah, but that's only because of the Haaland.
I mean, it's Ndai.
This season, the chains are off.
At Watoro Dango Unchained.
Yeah. Mm. The chains are off.
He's an interesting pick.
Who, Dango?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Needs to be the main man at.
I could just go and die, but that feels very boring.
It does feel boring.
I'm going to go vibes.
He's got Grealish.
I picked my entire wild card on vibes.
What, Cartel?
I think I need more vibes in my team. I'm traditionally a very conservative FPL player, not politically. I just want to get that out
of
there. how's that Nick's way you invite
me on? Nick loves that. Nick's conservative too.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, this isn't even a tan. I've not been on holiday. I've just been painting roundabouts for 2 weeks. So this is some of the splashback of the paint on me.
You mean we're painting Denmark flags?
Yeah.
But I need more vibes in my team. I'm traditionally... My plan is always conservative at the start of the season.
Mm.
Just don't lose ground too much.
Mm.
And that has worked for the past 10 years. Mm. And this season it hasn't. So yeah. I'm a bit like, fuck it. Should I just... a bit more vibes.
Well, that's what I did. That's why I've used all my chips early doors. Fuck it. I'm going to go all out.
Yeah.
Let's start strong. Lead from the front, baby.
Right. Let's go. Will it work?
I've watched this film before, Ash.
Let's go.
You will end up like Hans Gruber clinging on to the
Nakatoma
Plaza.
What is it with Hans Gruber tonight?
Nick is slowly unclasping the watch around your wrist.
This is that Keanu Reeves film again, isn't it?
Falling down to
got
a 2 million.
You've got to watch Die Hard, man. You've got to watch Die Hard. It's so good.
Oh, yeah.
Jim's just in the limo at the bottom, chilling to like the vibes.
On the phone to his girlfriend. Hey, baby. Yeah, I can sort you out. It's definitely a Christmas movie, isn't it?
100%.
Thank you.
100%.
Thank you.
But I don't like the way they tried to make the second one a bit of a Christmas movie as well.
They have.
Just as a reach.
But actually, regardless of being at Christmas or not, it's a good standalone film. Like fantastic. It works.
It's in my top five, I think, I would say.
Of all time?
Mm, I think so.
Die Hard 2.
Die Hard 1, sorry.
Oh, Die Hard 1. Oh, Die Hard 100 is in my top five. It's in my top two.
What's that other great one? Hostage. Have you seen Hostage with Bruce Willis?
No.
It's called Hostage. Just where he's in, like, his daughter's been kidnapped in this, like, house.
It's like, and he's on the phone saying, like, I don't know where you are. I don't know who I am.
It's a bit like Panic Room, but better.
I shouldn't say I don't know who I am. He's got Alzheimer's.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. I didn't mean to say that.
That
was accidental. No, I haven't seen that, but there is a show called Hostage currently on Netflix.
With Saran Jones.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's pretty good.
I've been told that. That could be the
next
one.
We literally binged it in 2 nights, and it's not too bad at all.
Well, I've seen Hostage. This is fairly old.
Is that the one with
6.5 out of 10.
It's the one with that's good.
It's the one with Keanu Reeves, yeah?
Yeah, Keanu Reeves, and it's got Brad Pitt in it as well.
That's the one where
he's in a casino.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the one where he's in the binary code thing. That's that.
Yeah, yeah, he's got a long black jacket.
And he
dives under bullets. And stuff.
That's the one. Everything's slow motion.
Everything's slow motion.
Oh, that was Bill and Ted, wasn't it? That was the one, wasn't it?
It was Bill and Ted 5.
That's the one with the dog gets shot.
Yeah.
Well, Marley and Me, he's not in that.
Oh, that's with Jennifer Aniston. She's the actress from Cheers. You might know.
yeah.
Right, we're verging on to extra time.
Should we quickly do the Legends League?
Let's have a look. Roberto, watched Matrix for the first time.
Oh, mate, come on.
Friday. Not bad, to be fair. Oh, do me a favour.
What a film.
Your film reviews can get right in the bin immediately. That's my favourite movie of all time. Closely followed by The Wolf of Wall Street. But yeah, anyway, this is supposed to be an FPL really? Show. Mate, have you not seen Wolf of Wall Street?
It's good. But
amazing
good
film. Film.
Best film of all time.
Second best.
Behind?
The Matrix.
Oh.
And then third is The Prestige.
That's a good film.
Awesome movie.
I thought Shutter Island was... Mm. I mean, that's an incredible...
What, for me?
Yeah.
Oh, that's no, good film.
I thought that was up there for you. No,
nah, that's all right.
What's the rest in your top five then?
We should do this in the second. We should do this in the second.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
This is the Legends League. We do have a manager of the month, but James hasn't added it to the show. Ah, this is so slapdash.
Do you want
tonight,
me to check
guys.
Who
I'm
it is?
So sorry. Anyway, yeah, this is the Juice Legends League, sponsored by our good friends SFS. Nick, what do they stand for again? Thank you. That's Signed Football Shirts.
Yeah.
And yeah, every single month,
Lucas Coombs,
you guys at home, the members, the $2.99 and above YouTube tier memberships, get the chance of winning a signed and framed football shirt of your choice every single month. And this month it is, who is it, Nick?
Lucas Coombs.
Lucas Coombs.
With the ironic team name, I Will Not Win.
Oi! Oh.
Well, sod's law.
You need to back yourself more, Lucas.
Sod's law, you have one. So that's great news.
Can you please upload the Legends League code video you made for us Legend newbies this season? Yeah, I mean, I'm trying. I'm trying to get it sorted. But James isn't doing it. Can you please... Vic, did you message us?
I'll tell you what will work. Vic. Right, stay tuned for extra time.
Yeah, we'll tell you in extra time.
And I'll tell you in extra time. Because that's only available good to Legends. Shout. So in literally like 2 minutes when we switch over to extra time... Mm. Just stay tuned. I'll read it out, but also just DM me on Twitter. And
yeah.
I'll
I think the problem was some people didn't have social media. So what?
Right, okay.
So that's what I waited for the video.
Yeah, it is annoying. That is James's fault. Apologies.
Stick around, Vic. We'll give you the code very, very shortly.
But see you,
Lucas, we just need to make sure you're still a Legends member or above. And yeah, we need your contact details, really. So please drop us a message.
Well, what we do, yeah. Drop us a message, but let us know what you are on Twitter and then I can get signed football shirts to make direct contact with you to let you choose a signed football shirt of your choice. And don't forget, throughout the season, if you do want to be in with a chance of winning a signed football shirt every single month by being our manager of the month in our Juice Legends Prize League, all you have to do is be signed up to the membership tier, which is $2.99 per month, every month on the YouTube channel. But if you want to stay with us for extra time, that's only 99p a month. What a deal. Ash, you can't buy a lot for 99p these days, can you?
I can't buy nothing. To be fair, I steal everything anyway, so...
True.
What can you buy for 99p?
I mean, one of Isaac's hairs would be more than 99p with the price.
Can you put 99p in your car and petrol?
No.
No.
£5 minimum.
Min. Really?
Yeah.
Phil.
What can you buy for 99p? Do they still do like penny sweet shops?
No.
I think even a small fries at McDonald's is now £1.09. I think... Like a hamburger used to be.
The pound save menu is dead.
What about those 99p shops? Is that all a scam? Are they actually?
Oh, no.
They still do stuff, but it's
in
like...
In Poundland, where everything's like at least a tenner.
Right, no, but like there are literally... There's like... Where did I used to live? I used to live somewhere
there is
had a
99p.
Poundland.
Yeah.
And next to it, I had a 99p shop.
Yeah.
And like,
like the blue
you guys.
And yellow.
But like what? I don't know what was 99p in there. I don't know.
It's like sponges for like washing, dishwashing and
sponges,
stuff like
tissues, scours. Some tissues.
Kitchen roll.
You probably need tissues.
Well, I did all after what happened earlier. Damn.
Dark. That's dark.
Yeah. Yes, Blanca.
Right. Awesome stuff. Let's call it a day.
We'll end it there.
I'll be on time next week.
I'm wildcarding.
Oh, wait. Let me just quickly check this. Let me end the poll for you, Jim.
Yeah.
The people have spoken.
Yeah.
They've said, go to the tournament.
Yeah. Have they?
71%.
The family people. Good people of FPLG.
I'm
going
to listen
people,
to them.
Jim.
About that, but I'm going to ignore them with the wildcard thing because I am going to wildcard now.
Still wildcard.
All right, guys, stick around for extra time where we're covering all sorts of nonsense. I think I can't.
Well, it's going to be a Fesshole special.
Ooh, a what hole?
Oh,
Fesshole. What's... Are you familiar with the Twitter account Fesshole?
I'm familiar with holes of sorts, but never a Fesshole. What's
not the sort of glory holes you're familiar with. I'm talking about Fesshole, where people submit confessions, and I'm going to be seeing where you stand, and I've selected a few. And I want to see where you morally stand on them. I think I know where most of them will be with you. And see if you think they're in the right or the wrong. And also, have you got any funny stories to go along with them? So we're going to have a little Fesshole special for about half an hour or so after this. Extra time.
Amazing. Thanks, guys. Don't forget to like the stream. See you in a bit. Bye, Felicia.